some different words that people use to describe God, all of them starting with omni, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. And God says that we need to understand those usually in a different way than people in the Western Depth of Spirit do. Omniscient, I believe, is the one that says that God is all-knowing. And yes and no. Yes, he can, however his method is, look on the heart of mankind to know what's going on, to know if there's good or evil going on within a mind. But there are some things he is not all-knowing about. He doesn't know what your choice or my choice might be next week, tomorrow, or a minute from now. That's not yet happened. He is all-knowing, but he doesn't know what any individual's choice will be in the process. He does know he's gonna get his show on the road.
Amen.
He already has. Mm-hmm. He does know that there will come a time when there will be no more sin in the world, when evil angels Amen. Will be judged out of existence.
Amen.
But he doesn't know regarding any individual if they will make the choices to be part of that plan or not. Mm-hmm. So, all-knowing, yes and no. Omnipresent, he's everywhere, he's everywhere. Chicken man. Yes and no. God himself really does exist in a our puny brains and language says location. If you can have location in the spirit world, yes. God does exist as an individual.
Yes.
A being.
Amen.
And yet, anything that's made was made from God's spirit. So God's spirit, it is in the things around us. There are some religions that worship God in the rocks and the trees and the wind and the air and the as if that was God just scattered everywhere. Well, no, God is an individual. But yeah, that is his spirit that makes up those things. But we do worship God, the individual. We don't worship a rock, even though it might be made. It is made from God's spirit. We worship God, that soul. And he does dwell in a specific depth of the spirit, in a spiritual location. And then omnipotent, which is one that really needs to have a lot of understanding on it. Yes and no. All powerful. God does have all power. But God does not or will not use his power to manipulate your will or my will. God has all the power to bring a soul from a breath of life, depth of spirit, all the way through to a completed product, living and existing in a glory depth of spirit, as magnificent as the beings that were originally created, angels. He can take you and me, born in a breath of life, depth of spirit, and bring us to a magnificent creature that knows him intimately.
Amen.
He has the power to do that. But he will not use that power to do it against our will. He will not force any individual to do something against their will. Which a lot of us, I suppose, grew up praying for certain things that really would have required God monkeying with someone's will in order to bring it to pass. Oh God, please make so-and-so over there be nicer to me tomorrow. You know, make that little boy over there that I think is so cute want me to be his girlfriend, and make that guy over there give me that job. And, well, you know, God is all-powerful. He made the universe. But God wouldn't do that. He wouldn't monkey with someone else's will on a matter. But he has the power. He kind of like a factory, like we've got AECI up the road here. It has electric power, and it sends it out to everybody. They got the power. But whether or not you turn a light switch on, that's up to you in your own home. Whether or not you use that power and cook something with it, that's up to you in your own home. It's the same way with God. God has the power. God readily gives the power. But it's up to us what we do with that power. So, omnipotent, yes. And no to some of the ways that lesser depths of spirit understand God to be all-powerful. As if he put humans here and just plays a little chess game with them. That's not the God we worship. That's not God. He has the power to bring it to pass. Omnipotent, yes, with that understanding. Omniscient, he knows what our thoughts are, but our thoughts and our choices are still up to us. And omnipresent, well, the Spirit is, but God himself dwells in a specific spiritual location.
Some of us grew up in churches that use those words in creeds and prayers, and we took them for granted. But that was God's word. And we find out when we get in this ministry and we actually start reading the Bible. Those may not even own one when we went to church before. But we find that only one of those words is in the Bible. That's omnipotent. And I went to journalism school, and there was a story they taught us about an old news service in Chicago years ago that had a sign on the wall that says, "If your mother says she loves you, check it out." And the idea was take nothing for granted. The Bible says it a little differently. It says, try the spirits to see if they are of God. And there are a lot of ideas that we get in the world, even churches in the world, that are not of God. I had an opportunity to have a conversation with someone earlier this week about the idea of going to heaven. And I got thinking about it later. I couldn't remember any scriptures that necessarily talked about going to heaven. So thanks to modern technology, I looked up the phrase "go to heaven" on my computer. Couldn't find it in the Bible. I did find places where it talked about heaven coming to us. And so we get some ideas in the world that just aren't right, that just don't hold up. Omnipresent, all-knowing. Why would a God that is all-knowing set a plan in motion that he would have to destroy all but 8 humans on the face of the earth and say that it grieved him that he even made man? That is not an omniscient God. The Bible gives us lots of examples of places that are in darkness where God's light does not shine. Is that omnipresent? When we are in a fit of rage, anger working out of us, is God working through that? That's a place where God's not at. And so there are a lot of ideas. You know, you can choose your favorite example, whether it's, you know, we saw a supermarket tabloid one time talking about the Antichrist that's predicted in the book of Revelation. You tell most people that, hey, makes sense to me, I've heard that, it did, it's right, it's not in there. It's in the Bible, it's just not in the book. So there are ideas that we get in the world that are not of God, and that is a big part of this ministry, and it's one of the most joyous parts of this ministry, is to try the spirits, to find out what it is the Bible says, and begin to straighten up this knowledge, this false knowledge that we've been given by the world, and put on.